Amen. We ready to worship the Lord today?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah is right. Yes. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here today on this. Who had to scrape ice on their windshield this morning? Well, I have some Michigan people telling me this is summertime, so enjoy this cool weather. Well, we're glad you're with us today in worship. I'm Pastor David Branson. If you're first time with us today, welcome. I won't make you stand up and introduce yourselves, but just know that we're glad that you're worshiping with us today. And some of our northern friends have come back into town as well, so we welcome all of you into the house of the Lord this morning. Yes, amen, amen. A few quick announcements. Your connect cards are in your bulletin. That's your attendance. How you register your attendance with us. Please drop that in the offering plate this morning as well. And if you've been with us for 3 weeks, you know today is Pledge Commitment Sunday. You all remember to bring your pledge cards in with you today. At the end of the service, after my message today, we're going to have an opportunity to come forward and drop them in this basket. So do not put them in the offering plate when they come around. We're going to do that at the end of the service. We're going to place those pledges on the altar. This is your commitment to God, not Lakeside United Methodist Church or Pastor David. Although I only collected a dollar or two last week from our robbery. So the robbery fund is still open if you would like to contribute to that as well. Those of you that weren't here, you can ask a neighbor what that is all about. But we want to have you hold on to those until it's time at the end of the service to come. And we're going to place those on the altar and ask God's blessing upon the work and the ministry that we do here at Lakeside. So remember to do that as well. A few quick announcements today. As you see, when you came in, we have umbrellas. A lot of people brought their umbrella at the end of the service as well. After the benediction, don't get up and run out. We're going to take a picture, and it's going to go to a human trafficking awareness day. And it's going to take place during the Super Bowl, so there's a chance that that will be mentioned and seen during the Super Bowl. So be sure and stick around for that. We're going to have a photograph taken of our church supporting that endeavor. So be sure and stick around. If you brought an umbrella, bring it forward, and we're going to raise that. It's not bad luck. I've already prayed to God when we open our umbrellas inside the house, so we're not going to be subject to bad luck. So we don't believe in luck, right? We're blessed. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow evening is going to be game night at 6:30. Come and join in the fellowship hall. Bring a favorite game or something if you'd like to join up for that. So be sure to do that as well. Yesterday we had Matthew Meals, and even on a cold day such as that, 194 meals were handed out yesterday. So thank you very much to those who have been involved in the Matthew Ministries. 57 families represented in that feeding program yesterday. 17 volunteers showed up to help. So thank you all for that. I'm ready to worship. Are you? Let's worship the Lord and Savior.
Rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Yeah. Let's join in the opening prayer. God of creation, your heavens and earth shout out the amazing news of your power and glory. God of justice, your laws of mercy and goodness reveal your vision of harmony for all people. God of love, your Son Jesus Christ proclaims the amazing news of your liberation for all who are hungry, poor, or oppressed. May we join with all of creation to become your message of love to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God with the things that are more important than what we they want, right? So sometimes when we pray for things and we don't see them right away, do we still trust God? Now look at these folks out here. They've done a lot of praying in their lives. Has every prayer been answered just the way you prayed it? Sometimes not, honey. Has God ever left you hang out to dry? No. So we have to trust, right? You can't always trust people, right? But people can make a mistake or do something wrong. We like to trust our parents and our grandparents and our brothers and sisters and our friends. But to be quite honest, we can all slip up sometimes, right? So we're talking today about trusting God. Because you know what? I'm going to ask these folks later on after my message to bring an envelope up here and trust God when they put it in this basket, then trust God to supply what they need. Can we trust God for that? That's a yes? That's a yes? We can trust God for what we need. Maybe He's not going to give us everything we want, right? So we've got to trust in areas that we may not quite understand, but always know that God is going to take care of us, right? Do you trust that? Okay. God is always going to be there for us. So that's what I'm going to tell these folks today, that we can trust God when we say we're going to do something and He's going to take care of us. And I want you all to know that today as well. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these beautiful young people you've brought forward today. Father, we pray that Destiny's knee would heal quickly and she would be back to normal. We just pray for provision for her today, Lord. But we pray for each one of these young people that they would feel and trust God's presence in their life. So Father, give us the courage to always lean on you. We pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people says,
Amen.
All right. Sunday school. And don't forget, we got a youth group today at 12:30. We're going to meet in the youth room, okay? All right. Good deal. As we come into this place of sanctuary and refuge, did anyone come in this morning needing more than just a warm place to sit for a while? We've come here for a purpose. We've come here to pray. We've come here to trust in God, right? We're trusting in God. It's a time now in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. We have quite a long list here this morning. So we do need to trust in the God, that the God we serve and love is going to provide for us and heal us. So here are these names this morning. Albert David Abdul, he contacted me this week. He had some personal issues. We're lifting Albert up. Wanda Laubscher as well had sinoplasty surgery yesterday. I hear it went well. So keep Wanda and Lane as well in your prayers. Larry Kunzman continues to do well. He's hopefully going to come home maybe by Wednesday or so. So that has been a real praise. He's doing great. He's really progressed well through this injury. Well, he's been in the hospital over 4 months.
Wow.
Believe that? Wow. A Destiny, of course, with a dislocated knee. We pray for her for quick healing on that as well. Judy Jacks as well with cancer treatments. We pray for Judy this morning. Chuck Ness as well had rotator cuff surgery on Tuesday. He's doing well. Keep him in your prayers. Our Bunny Carr is still with me in Lakeside in her rehabilitation. We're praying for Phyllis Harrington. We heard this morning that she has been taken to Bethesda Hospital. So keep Phyllis in your prayers as well. Sherry Terrazon is in pain with a bad back. MRI scheduled soon. Rob Friend and his girlfriend Tara, who's in the hospital as well. Looking up Rob Friend this morning. Renee from Murray Hills has lung cancer. We're praying for Renee as well. Praying for the group that's gleaning today. Robin is out with a group of Jewish folks celebrating a religious holiday today by working as service work. So they are gleaning this morning. We pray for them and the work that they are doing as well. And we're just praising God for being our Savior. Amen. I know you bring things with you this morning. Let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Gracious God, we come to you this morning trusting you. Father, I pray this morning that each one of us would reach out and grasp onto if it's no more than just a hymn of Jesus' garment. Father, just being in your presence this morning gives us hope, gives us joy, gives us a sense of belonging to something bigger than ourselves. Father, those mentioned by name today with the different ailments and illnesses and surgery recoveries this morning, Lord, I just pray that your provision would be over each of them. That you would be with the doctors and nurses and therapists taking care of them. That they would use their gifts to help in the healing process. Father, thank you for working in each one of these lives mentioned. And those that have gone unmentioned. We pray today, Lord, that you would guide us. We pray today, Lord, for those suffering in this storm that we've had. Father, we pray for your goodwill toward your people. Father, we pray today that as we come forward in a moment of surrender to you, that we can rely on your love for us and that we can trust. Father, as I mentioned to the children, we can't always trust humans. But we can trust you. In our weakness, in our failures, in our sin, we trust that you would deliver us, that you would pull us up by our bootstraps if necessary, that you would shake the dust from us and send us back out into the world. Father, I pray today that you would continue to guide this church, that you would guide Lakeside in the ministry that you have called it to. In an ever-changing world, even in our own church, Lord. Father, as we pray, as leaders of this church, for what is it you would have us do? What sort of services would people come to and be nourished? What kind of ministries? What kind of outreach? What can we do to bring God's word to your people? Father, we pray for your guidance. We pray for the leadership of this church, that they would continue to strive to bring new people to Christ. We are called to bring disciples. We are called to reach out to those unchurched in our community. Father, I pray that you would give us discernment, guidance, and that we could see your light in this path. So, Father, today as we pray for a hurting world, even right here in this neighborhood, we pray that you would give us strength, that you would give us knowledge and courage to face each new day. So, Father, be with us now as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Power and glory forever.
hear the invitation to the offering. O Lord our God, may our gifts serve as a proclamation of your glory, and may our offerings put our words into action as disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would the ushers please?
Before we go to bed, thank you. But this week is just very cool because we get to do that act of appreciation with our cards and show God. Just like, you know, it's nice when people say thank you, but when they really act on it, and if you can feel their appreciation, it means so much. Actions mean so much more than words sometimes. So it's just really cool that we get to show God today and this coming year with our envelopes today, that how much we do love him and how appreciative we are for his greatness.
Thank you.
offer you this morning. Let it be for you, building your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart
Don't rely on your own intelligence. Know him in all your paths, and he will keep your way straight. Don't consider yourself wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then your body will be healthy and your bones strengthened. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will burst with wine. May the Lord add a blessing for the reading of his word this morning. Let us pray. Awesome God, thank you for giving us this message of trust, trusting in you. Father, bless our time together. Keep us strong in our faith. Keep us on the path of righteousness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, raise your hand and the usher will bring your pledge card if you need one this morning. My message today, I was doing my research for the message today. I came across, you've heard of John Maxwell, right? The West End pastor. He had a great message on stewardship. So I've kind of taken some of his writings today because I thought that's perfect for what we're talking about today. Do we trust in the Lord? Raise your hand if you trust in the Lord. With everything that you have. Okay, this message is going to be easy for you today. You're going to get the drift of what John Maxwell is talking about here and what I hope to convey to you today through this message. Stewardship is a matter of trust. Amen? For the last couple of weeks, and you've heard me in the past speak about what we have is not really ours, is it? If God allows us to have certain things, is it still God's? The answer is what? Yes. So today, as we look at this verse, the writer here tells us to trust in all that we do. It says to remember my teachings and my instructions. How many of you ever read the instruction manual when you get a new item in your home? The men can all raise their hands. Isn't that the first thing you do? Is look at the instructions, right? Well, I gave you kudos at the beginning, but now all of a sudden I don't feel quite so confident in this message. You know the old instruction manual, right? The instructions are right here. Really, Proverbs 3 here is telling us all we need to know. What do we need to live a long and prosperous life? Like many of you, we've all fell on probably some hard times. We've probably fell on times of need or want. Like I tried to talk to the kids about today. When we pray for something so hard, how many of you prayed to win the Powerball? Anybody back here praying to win the Powerball? Man, I was praying, Lord, let someone in my congregation win the Powerball. And I know some of you played because some of you told me, man, if I hit the Powerball, the church won't have a worry in the world. All right, let's win. Let's hit that Powerball. So someone locally did win a couple of million. Was it any of you all? Folks, that's why we're doing a pledge campaign, because whoever hit the Powerball is not giving to Lakeside United Methodist Church. If someone gave a big winnings to the church like that, I wouldn't ask you all for another dime. Is that true? No. Because you would have no part in the ministry here, would you? Do you want to have a part in the ministry that goes on here? Do you want us to be able to keep these old rickety lights going? How come this morning everyone come in and says you have the heat on? There's no heat in this church. Those lights are our heat. If you're cold, we're going to start hanging you from the ceiling so you can be near the lights. So don't come to me and say, I'm cold. We're going to string you up. Folks, it takes some money to run a church, doesn't it? Don't you hate it when a preacher gets up here and says, give me some money? I'm not talking about your money. If you notice through this stewardship campaign, the messages really haven't been about your money, have they? Well, it's crunch time now, so we're talking about money. Verse 9 in our scripture today says what? What did verse 9 tell us this morning? Somebody read it. Anybody have it open? What's it say?
Mine is the Lord with your wealth and with the first of all your crops.
How many of you had to tend some crops this morning before you came to church? I'm glad we don't have wheat farmers, because wouldn't it be something if we come to church and the sidewalk out here is full of bushels of wheat? As your pastor, I have to learn where the nearest wheat broker was, so we can sell that wheat. But that's what it's talking about here. Stewardship is not just about our money. It's about what else?
Service.
Service? What else?
Time.
Our time, talents,
service.
Those are things that we say when we join the church, right? When Rosemary and Jerry joined a couple of weeks ago, they vowed to make that commitment to this church. But it can't be on just a few of us. So when we talk about stewardship, the commands that we hear are all inclusive. All of these commands set in the scripture this morning include all of us. Does anyone feel left out of the message this morning? I hope not. These commands precede a promise, right? God is making a promise to us in these scriptures. These promises are conditional. Now, wait a minute. Does God put a condition on His love for us? No. The condition is that we do our part and God does His part. How many of you have done something for God and not been paid back tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold? You know, you often hear me say, when I used to do a lot of mission work, we would go thinking, been to Cuba a couple times. The first time I went, boy, aren't we doing a good thing? We're going over there and really help these poor people. We're going to help them out. I came back so humbled by what they did for me. Those things we took them, they treasured them. The pastor's wife had stayed at the bishop's residence in Havana. We had bags and bags and bags of all kinds of things that we had taken. After everything had been divvied up, and the pastor's wife, by the way, is in charge of all these things, we had 800 pounds of gear, six people carried it, became 800 pounds. That's a lot of gear. As we're cleaning up and we finished doing all the work with the items, I noticed the pastor's wife sweeping the floor. She was sweeping the floor, and then she was picking up what I thought was the dirt off the floor. You know what she was picking up? You know the little bars of soap when you open them and you get these little crumbs fall all over the place? We probably had 100 pounds of soap. You know what she was doing? She was sweeping up the crumbs of that soap and putting them in an envelope to save them. Apparently, soap means more to them than it does us. When my bar of soap gets so small that I keep dropping it, I toss it. I'm very wasteful, aren't I? We see things differently. Our possessions are different to us, aren't they? On one of the trips over there, at night we would go visit the mission churches around. That church that we sponsored had five or six, I think they're up to like 10 now. But we noticed the pastor's wife going over and taking a light bulb down out of the light. They just had the bare light bulb hanging there. She puts it in her little bag and she covets and protects this light bulb. We get in a tractor and a wagon and we drive, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. We come to a little house church. We go in. She pulls the light bulb out of her purse and puts it in the light in the ceiling. They didn't have light bulbs there. So she brought her own light bulb. Nancy, would you like to be in charge of the light bulbs? She can't reach them. Okay. That is a problem. See what I mean about our perspective of what we have? Sweep up shards of soap and treasure a light bulb and take it from place to place to do what? To bring God's light to the people. So things like that humbled me. When we left Cuba, I came with a pair of shorts, a t-shirt, and some old flip-flops that I had. I left everything there. One man came up to me, and I'm a size 12, and he's like a size 9. And he said, "Can I have your shoes when you leave?" I look at his feet, and I'm like, "Good grief. You can go water skiing in my shoes." I said, "Aren't they a little big?" He said, "It doesn't matter. I'll put something in the tub. That's fine." He just wanted my shoes. And I had like a straw hat. I guess he was like a deacon in the church, an elder in the church. And he just kept looking at my hat. So come towards the end, I said, "I'm going to give you my hat." You would have thought that I had given him the Powerball numbers. It's our perspective, people. And God prayed, they prayed to God. We would have church services every night. I noticed two or three families would show up like 3 or 4 hours before the church service was to start. They went out in what was a little cheeky hut, open-sided thing with the thatched roof on it, dirt floor. And they would sit out there and pray for 3 or 4 hours before the church service started. Little family groups, the kids and everything. My boy, we didn't do much for them. But look what they've done for us. Because you know that relationship we have with the Cuban church. We used to call it the Florida Covenant. The Florida Cuba Covenant. And the government said over there, said, "We can't have that anymore because covenant sounds like it's voodoo." That sounds. So now we're called United in Prayer. You know what the church over there can do for us? Just pray for us. After witnessing their prayer life, folks, they're praying for us. I don't think we're praying near as much for them as they are for us. So part of our success, part of what we do in our community, is because of little house churches in Cuba praying for us. Now part of their prayer life, I'm sure, includes, "Let those people from the United States come and bring us those shards of soap. Bring us toothpaste. Bring us toothbrushes." That's what we do. That's why we're a church. That's why we unite with others. They trust God, do we? I think sometimes, and I'm not talking about us particularly, the churches in the United States, do you think, we sometimes think, aren't we doing so well because of what we're doing? Are we trusting God? Do we trust God completely? Do I trust God? Do I trust Him in everything? Part of what we're doing here today is we bring our pledge cards up. And I can only tell you from my personal experience that you know what? This whole tithing thing, this whole 10% thing, early in my faith, when I was still yet a child in my faith, I thought, "God, how about if I give you 1% or 2% or 3% on a good year? And I'll make it up to you some other way." Can we do that with God? Can we do that? Because God cares for us. God's care is constant. God's gifts are generous. Do we trust God in adversity? I've had a few instances in my life where I've done all I could, Remember I say, do all you can, push, 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 when all else fails, pray. That was way, way back when my faith was messed up. I don't pray enough today. I bring things to my wife, my prayer warrior wife, and I say, man, this is just not going well. Things just don't feel right. And she says, well, have you prayed about it? Oh, darling, where'd you hear that from? Quit taking so many notes. And quit bringing my words back to haunt me. She keeps a journal. This is sort of a sidetrack here. She keeps a journal of all these sermon notes and everything. She keeps them in a book. Well, that's a lot of work. I see her at night sometimes just diligently writing away. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm putting all my notes into my journal. And she starts revealing to me some of the things I say in my messages. I say, I didn't say that. What are you hearing? Has she got an earplug back there listening to some other pastor speak? Because what she's telling me is really good. I mean, she's got some nuggets. I don't think I'm that good. Where'd you get that message from? Thank God that when God called me to stand up here before you all, and our bishop gave us this nugget of advice, and I really hung my hat on this, that God fills the space between this and this and you. Aren't you glad that God somehow takes what I say, my mumble-jumble mess, and telling you all to trust God and love God, God loves you, and all that kind of stuff that apparently my wife hears me say. And God fills that space. You know what I do as a pastor? I trust God to fill that space. I often leave here on Sunday thinking, that's stunk. Nobody got anything out of that message today. Some of you confirm that in the fellowship hall after church. Some of you say, boy, that's the best one you ever gave. Well, gosh, I've been here almost 5 years now. Can you believe I've been here nearly 5 years? Am I still standing up here telling you the same old stuff? Or does God change the message to what you need to hear? Today we're talking about trusting God. In a moment, we're going to have a moment to come. And if you need to spend some time at the altar with your Lord, amen. Because that's where it is. For 3 weeks now, I've told you, and I hope this goes on year-round, that I hope you're praying to God for guidance. As we pray today, as I have prayed, and as of the last 3 weeks, I pray that you've been asking God, God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to make a pledge to Lakeside? That church is okay. That church is trying to do God's work. That's what it's all about. We're in this together. We as individuals can do a little bit, can't we? Unless we hit the power ball. We should do a survey on that. Folks that have hit the power ball, how much went to their place of worship? Hint, hint. Hint, hint. No amount is too small, as they say, right? Folks, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to come forward with your pledge cards. I'm going to ask you to bring in trusting in God. God is our source. God provides plenty, doesn't He? What is plenty? More than enough or just enough? I feel spiritually He gives us more than enough. Amen. Financially, sometimes I think, God, you should have cut me close this month. Go to Red Lobster this week and it's $20. Come on, God. I'm a growing boy. I need to keep my strength up for these people. God gives us plenty, more than enough. So today, my prayer has been that you have gone to the Lord with this same question. And you have come away saying, I can trust Him. Can I trust God with all that I have? Well, all that you have is God's. If you remember that, it makes this part a little easier. Folks, today we have an opportunity to show God that we care about what God's doing in the world, what our little church is doing in the world, what you as the congregation here are doing in the world. We talked about Matthew meals, 194 meals, I believe it was, when I was here yesterday. Some of those meals might have been going to people that was their only hot meal yesterday. Or maybe for a couple of days. Can you imagine being homeless in this kind of weather? We've had a guy, we just saw him sleeping out here around our air conditioning units this week. We had a guy for a while sleeping up here in front of the youth group at night. And a different guy showing up down here. We have a purpose here. We have a job to do. We have work for the Lord to do. Are you in? I hope you're in. We can't do it individually like we can as a family. I want to close with a prayer. And then I'll open up this time. I'll have some time here for you to come forward and drop your pledge. You got the envelope and then another envelope and drop it in there. Once that's all done, we're going to present them to the altar here to God. The reason we do this is to give us some idea, what can we do this year, Lord? What can we do for you? So as I pray, you pray on your own to say, God, where are you leading me? Can I trust you? God will say, yes, you can trust me with this. After I pray, we'll have some time. Come forward if you need some time at the altar. That is certainly open to you. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the provision, for what you've given us to manage. A steward is one that manages someone else's possessions, finances. Father, I pray today that as we have spent time, not only in the last 3 weeks, as to where you're tugging each one of us, but as we go to you on a daily basis with, Lord, provide for my needs, and where can I share with others? Father, today we pray that our lives and our hearts will be changed by our commitment to you, that we would recognize the change that takes place in our lives. And we are truthful with you. Father, bless us now as we come forward. Let us feel your Holy Spirit in this place. As you guide us and lead us in this next year of ministry. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I give you thanks and praise for the commitment made by this congregation. The people of God have come forth and pledged their support, not just to Lakeside United Methodist Church, but to God's kingdom. Father, I pray a blessing upon each one of these commitments that have been made, that you would continue to bless us and prosper us and let us do the work you've called us to do. Father, thank you for providing for us. Thank you for letting us trust in you. Father, we are grateful. We pray in your Son Jesus' holy name. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. Holy name.